everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love to serve the living and true God. He loves us dearly, and He always speaks to us in our hearts. The Lord has so many things to say to us. There are many times we need to know what He has on His heart for us. Our biggest challenge is hearing Him out. When we are seeking to make our lives better, come out of problems and troubles, our mind is on it. But if you can hear Him out and receive His word, you can come out of any trouble. And God is more than just a man that gets you out of trouble. He's more than ministry. He's more than blessings. He is a person. And you can get to know Him through Christ who strengthens you. The Lord has a lot to say. There's nothing that He's not well versed on talking about. So when I saw the scripture that said, when He, the Spirit of truth, will come, He will guide you into all truth, I became very interested because I had so many questions that I just wanted answers to. There were things I really wanted to know about. And I sought Him, and I sought to know them. I sought to know the things that the Lord was telling me. And I still wanted, I got my questions, and the Lord likes to talk. He can help you understand things that many people have forgotten about. He can help you see what you don't see. It's so easy and convenient to trust in what you know and what you see and what you understand and what other people say. You can see other people. The Lord once told me that people have more influence on people than angels or demons. You can't see God, but you can see people. You can look them in the eye and you can hear them talk. And some people are seem very wise, and some are even very, very brilliant. And they can be so impressive. And some people you'll wonder about the things that they tell you to do or their advice. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not the best advice in the world. But nevertheless, God loves us. He loves all of us. And He has many things to say to His people. Good things. So when you seek Him and ask Him your questions, you are taken very seriously. And He will help you understand what you may not understand. And I love to see people grow and develop and go forward in life and do greater and greater things. Because I have a revelation that the Lord loves us. On these broadcasts, I know I talk a lot about following God. And I try to cover all the dynamics. But I do it as He put it on my heart, because this is something that people need. A lot of people are brilliant people. And faith for the things of God comes by hearing and hearing His word. The way we learn God's word, we have to receive it. The way we receive it is by hearing it. And the things that we already learn challenges the wisdom that God is trying to give us. It challenges it to us. Because when you have opinions and mindsets and thoughts of others, people that you greatly respect have never said these things, then somebody you may not know say them at the unction of the Holy Spirit. You know, you're listening, and you're hearing a concept that sounds good, but the Lord will back up every word. Everything that He say to us is important. When you seek Him, your soul is precious to Him. And when you ask Him your questions, what you want to know is very important to God. You're very important to God. And I like to let people know that your case your situation, your concerns are very important to your Father. God is not like the men on earth and the kings on earth and the presidents of earth. He is much greater. He knows all things. And he knows how to relate things to you. And he takes you serious when other people may not take you serious. Some people go to school and they are teachers that they look up to. And some people, they won't always take you serious like you wish they would. If you look a certain way, if you look young, if you look very young, they may not take you serious. People will doubt against you. But don't take it personal. People, they quickly go by appearance. Some people don't express themselves as well as others. But the most brilliant people that I've ever met are quiet people. People that they receive more information, and they, when they talk, their words are very well thought out. And some people, you know, they look smart. They look the part. They look like they know everything that there is to know. You know, but in life, they may not be as wise as they look. Some that, you know, there are people who I always looked up to, and I thought that they you know, in school they may have been smarter than me in academically, but some of the things that they do, I'm like, you knew you did that. I'm like, why? They did the people do things you wouldn't expect them to do. Now, I'm not talking about evil things. I'm just talking about things that, on the scale of wise and foolish. And since I said that, I give you a for instance. In this world, I said to myself, if I ever have children, years ago, I said, I'm going to teach them God's word. But most people, most wonderful Christians don't do that. They don't sit their children down and study the word with them. They do not do it. They take them to church, or they have discussions from time to time. But they don't have a time that they sit down and teach their children the things of God and make it interesting. And if you take a child to church and you think they're learning the things you hold dear, you're wrong. When children go to church, sometimes they listen. Sometimes there are fractions of time that they listen and hear and understand. And there are times that they're hungry. And there are times that they're sleeping. And there are times they really wish they could play. Remember, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. They don't measure life like an adult. That's why God don't judge them the way he judges adults. When they're old enough to understand, they're required to learn God's word. They're required to know some things for their own safety. And see, the word is sown in peace. If you want to teach a child, you have to, when things are right, when they're in a good mood, when you have their attention, when they're asking you questions, that's the time to fill their heart with the word of God. And it's not just to answer their questions, you're preparing them for life. And there are teachable moments in life, and you have to, by the Holy Spirit, you have to take advantage of. Same thing with adult friends. There are times that they'll listen, and there are times they're not going to listen. But whenever the Holy Spirit prompts you to say something, that's when you do it. Now, in other words, a lot of times people are capable of so much. Now, I try to imagine what would happen if everybody that loves God sought, they received the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They sought him and they received the things that he say to them. Now, I have big ears. I listen. not just natural big ears. I have spiritual ears. I listen to people. And some people, they receive an unction from the Lord and they act on it and they do some of the most blessed things. And some people, the Lord will tell them something, but they'll do something else. And then they'll turn around and say what God said do, but then they'll say, well, but this is how I felt, and I ended up doing this or that. They're not receiving what the Lord said or the wisdom that's behind it. And they're not considering the wisdom that's behind God's words. And then they make choices. And then their choices, they have more problems. And because of that, they have setbacks that they don't have to have. Now, what if there were no setbacks of your own making in your life? That would put you forward real good. What if you were so close to the Lord that you sought Him, and then He exposed to you the traps that the enemy was setting? Oh, that would save you thousands of dollars in money-wise and hours of frustration spiritually-wise. And it would take a load off your mind in the soul realm. And then your prosper, you health-wise, when good things happen, your health goes up. When you get rid of strife and troubles, your health goes up. You don't have the things your body produces to bring you back down. When people are under stress, that's when they're more prone to get cancer and have problems, when they're under stress and frustrations, hurts. When you forgive people, you destroy the enemy's plot against you. And I use the word destroy because when the enemy sets you up to be hurt by somebody, he was counting on that hurt to distract you against God. And the reason I say against God is because that distraction was supposed to cause you to not focus on the Lord and focus on the problem. And it's already aggravating you. So it takes a lot of strength to be frustrated. And it gets into worry. Worry destroys the strength you got already. Fear causes you to make the worst decisions ever. And you will produce whatever it is you fear. Jesus said, Satan, you know, you're where Satan's seat is. He's going to throw you in jail in the church. I think it was Pergamos. But he said, but fear not. See, it doesn't matter what Satan does. You can overcome him. That he's not the problem. Our problem is a lack of knowledge. In certain situations, if you pay attention to the Lord, you're going to find out that you can't be hurt. You can't be destroyed. You're going to find out that you have power over Satan. He's going to aggravate you, and you're going to pray, and you're going to seek the Lord, and you're going to win, and then you start knowing that there's nothing, whatever he wants to do against your life, it won't work. Even the laws of sowing and reaping. If you've been sowing the right thing, there's some things that just can't happen to you. But you're going to have to believe God's word and speak God's word over your life in faith and take back what he stole and prevent him. I've had the Lord to warn me about, bring to my attention plots that the enemy had against me. And I attacked him. I attacked his plots, and they couldn't work. Could not work. And I want people to know that all this is true. What if everybody sought, what if your children sought the Lord and was guided by the Holy Spirit? What if parents and spouses sought the Lord about how to be a better parent or how to be a better spouse or a better worker? And then they got God involved in their everyday life. Think about the success they're going to gain Their relationships will be healthier. Their work ethics will be higher. Their sowing will be greater. Their reaping will automatically be greater. Spiritual wealth will mount up on their life. And their children will do better socially, scholastically. Their children will gain the knowledge of God. Everything will get better. Wives would learn how to be a blessing to their husbands. Husbands will learn how to be a blessing to their wives. They will learn how to biblically submit to each other and enhance each other. Their stress level will go down. Their health will go up. A prospering man will prosper in a multiplied way when he has a wife, and a good wife in his corner, a wise and loving wife in his corner, encouraging him in the way of life. I'm not just talking noise. This is true. What if your teenagers were guided by God? And when it was time for them to consider a spouse, the Lord showed them the best option and taught them about relationships from a young age and gave them wisdom beyond their years. They won't be divorced. And the Lord could show them how to buy a house, how to prosper. Things that people take for granted, the Lord can give them, show them the opportunities he put before them. He could teach them how to prosper, how to teach their children. They're already full of energy. A young couple, they're full of energy, and they could play with their children. And then when their children are grown, they're still young. Life don't have to be aggressively bad. But you can take the Lord at his word and heal in every way of life. You can do what most people won't do. And I'm here to tell you, if you do these things, the Lord is right there to guide you into greater portions of life. It saddens me that many people waste the knowledge of the Holy Spirit in their life. And I'm going to expose it. See, now the Lord's about to return. If the right people hear this message, they will do these things. And the Lord will expose greater measures of life in their life. And the things they put in them, he'll bring it forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Be guided by the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.